Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Time is money. The founders of Akalo Wearable Vitamins believe this so much, they quit their jobs to build a product that helps prevent jet lag and hangovers. Now you can get the most out of that vacation to Vegas or the day after you have a few too many mojitos when you actually have to go back to work. For a limited time, first-time buyers have the chance to try Akalo for 50% off. Go to akalo.co and enter code CRIME50 to get yours today. That's akalo.co, code CRIME50. Don't lose another moment to jet lag or hangovers.
Welcome to a brand new season of Criminalia. I'm Maria Tremarchi.
And I'm Holly Fry. And yes, welcome to a new season of Criminalia. If you have been with us for previous seasons, you've heard a lot of stories about lady poisoners, as well as stalkers, a bunch of imposters, pirates, and most recently, witches and alchemists. And this season, we're going to look at the lives and motivations of some of the people accused of body snatching and see if any of these historical perpetrators might look a bit different through a modern eye.
Grave robbers, tomb raiders, body snatchers, resurrectionists. There are a few different terms for those who dig up graves, and they don't mean exactly the same thing. The big two are grave robbing and body snatching. Grave robbers dug up graves to steal valuable items, such as jewelry and fine clothing, that had been buried with the deceased, as did tomb raiders, and they were known to take everything but the body.
Body snatchers and resurrectionists, on the other hand, stole the bodies from the graves. The resurrectionists, or resurrection men as they were also called, were people who secretly exhumed and stole bodies from their graves and then sold them to physicians, teachers, and scientists for research. The recently deceased were most wanted for dissection and were also used in anatomy lectures at medical schools. This illegal practice is directly tied to advancements in the study of anatomy and medicine in the West, and we especially see this in the 19th century with the discovery of the smallpox vaccine, advances in obstetrics, dental surgery, and the treatment and detection of sexually transmitted infections.
This season, you can expect to hear about those who dug up the dead for cash. We'll talk about the 1788 New York doctors' riot and the gross cadaver joke that ignited it. We'll talk about how resurrectionists disproportionately dug up the bodies from black and poor burial sites, why graves are 6 feet deep, and whether or not heavy table tombstones, vaults, mausoleums, and mort safes were useful around graves. And we'll talk about people like these individuals.
John Collins Warren, the son of one of the founders of Harvard Medical School, who, along with the sons of Paul Revere and Sam Adams, were known as the Spunkers, and together, They stole freshly buried bodies for Harvard Medical School anatomy classes.
John Bishop, Thomas Williams, Michael Shields, and James May, known as the London Burkers, not only dug up the dead, but also lured victims, drugged, and killed them.
And a gang of Chicago counterfeiters led by Big Jim Canale that hatched a scheme to snatch Lincoln's corpse. You can probably guess how that one played out.
Just like in other seasons, there's no wait. We're going to roll right from witchcraft and alchemy into the world of the body snatchers, and we will see you there.
Join us on Criminalia as we tell the tales of body snatchers and the bodies they snatched, starting April 19th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.